Good morning. This is Pastor Hank. I want to welcome you to Central Christian Center. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Honored first-time attenders and cherished members, we are so glad that you're here. Whatever you need, I believe God's already provided it for you, and it's our desire today to help you receive from Him. Let's just enjoy the presence of God and receive what God has for us today. Let me read you some verses here. We've been talking about faith. We're going to keep talking about it for a while because I need more of it. Does anybody here need more of it? Anybody here need or need yours to be developed more? Put it that way. I do too. Mark 9:23 says, "And Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." I can do it. And what an amazing attitude, what an amazing concept to have, is that if I can believe, everything's possible to me. Huh? I can do all things because Jesus gives me the strength to do it. We've talked about faith. Last week we talked about that we all have faith. We all have the faith that we need. We have all the faith we need to do everything God told us to do. And so we've talked about that. The definition of faith, let me just read that real quick. Now faith, I'm just going to read it in my words. Now faith is my guarantee. It's my assurance that I have all those things that I hope for, that I confidently expect. It's my proof, my title deed, my conviction of the things before I see them. Faith is the evidence of faith is the substance of things not seen, or things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen, or the evidence before you see them. Faith in God's Word. I love what God said in Isaiah 55, and I won't read all the scriptures again, but he tells us, he says, "My word will do what I sent it to do." And so what do we have faith in? We have faith in His word. We have faith in His character. We have faith in the fact that if He said it, it'll happen. If we just believe it. A good example of faith is in Romans. The biblical example, Romans chapter 4. And it talks about Abraham. "Father, ask that you help me say what you've laid on my heart today. And I believe you to do that. In Jesus' name. Amen." So faith is the evidence of things not seen, or the substance of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it's my evidence before I see them. Okay? Abraham was the perfect example of that. Let me just read you a few verses out of Romans chapter 4. It says, "Therefore it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it was written," this is God talking now, "I have made you a father of many nations." God's told Abraham that. He said, in the presence of him, God, whom he believed, God, in the presence of him who he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things that aren't as though they were, calls those things that do not exist as if they do exist, who contrary to hope, in hope believe that he became the father of many nations. So Abraham is saying, Abraham took God at his word, according to what was spoken. So shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he didn't consider his own body already dead since he was 100 years old. Or did he consider the deadness of where Sarah's womb? He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was able to perform. Being fully convinced. Now I want you to hear Abraham. He says, if God said it, it'll happen. And all it took for what God said to happen was for Abraham to believe it. And for him to teach his descendants to believe it. And in Isaiah again, God said, my word will do what I sent it to do. Do you need healing today? His word will do what he sent it to do. Do you need help in some area today? His word will do what he sent it to do. Do you need salvation today? His word will do what he sent it to do. And all we have to do is believe it. Believe it. Hebrews 10:38 says, the just shall live by faith. And if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Well, let's talk about this living by faith. What is living by faith? What is faith? I just want to settle something first. My faith isn't something that I just use to get things. My faith is built on Jesus Christ. My faith is built on the fact that God sent him into the world to save the world. That is my foundation. That's what my life is built on. And if I can keep my focus on that purpose, my faith will never be shaken. Because my faith isn't what goes on in what goes on around me. My faith isn't in what I see or what I think. My faith is in an absolute. Jesus died for my sins, and because of that, I have hope. Because of the goodness, the grace of God, he provided it for me. And that's my faith. Now, my faith isn't in all the things that are going on around me. Now, my faith can change and help and work in all those things that go on around me. But we must be sure. My faith is in Jesus. My faith is in his word. My faith is in God, what he said and what he's done. And if I can keep that focus, then you can't shake me. You know, I get a little bit concerned. We tend to think this thing is about me being happy. We tend to think this thing is about everything around us being good and going good. If you haven't found out yet, how many know it doesn't do that all the time? Now I can use my faith and alter those things around me. I can use my faith and change those things around me. My faith in God's word and what he said. But the truth is, we're all here for a reason. We're not all here for our purpose. We're all here for his purpose. Okay? Now we're talking living by faith. Living by faith. My voice is just starting to crack a little bit, but don't you pay attention to it. He doesn't want me to say this today. But the Holy Spirit wants me to say it, so I got plenty of voice. It'll get better here in just a second. So my faith is not about what is going on around here. My faith is about Jesus. My faith is a result of my relationship with my Father. It's a result of the relationship that Jesus made possible through what he did for me. And so that's where my belief starts. You with me? That's where my belief starts. You know, I was thinking a while ago, as I was reading this about Abraham, did you know? Think about this. It took Abraham's faith to bring Jesus into the earth. Somebody had to believe what God said. It took his faith and the faith of his descendants. And you trace it down, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, and all the rest. They each had to make their own decision to stand and believe what God said, to bring it into existence. It takes our faith to bring into manifestation what God wants to do today. It takes our faith. Well, that went over like a lead balloon. So let's talk a little bit about this living by faith. I want to read you something Paul says in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 4:13, Paul said this, "And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe and therefore I spoke." Now he's quoting David there in the Psalms. He believed and then he spoke. David was talking about all the enemy was after him and all the problems he was doing, and he believed God, so he spoke what God said. He spoke that God was the answer. But anyway, Paul says, "As it is written, I believe and therefore I spoke. Also, we also believe and therefore we speak." Notice something Paul says here, a spirit of faith. A spirit of faith. What is a spirit of faith? What's Paul talking about here? Well, let's go ahead and let's read this whole little section here and find out. Starting in verse 7, he says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We are struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what was written, I believe and therefore I spoke, we also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God." Now this is what I hear Paul saying here. He's saying here, no matter what we go through, all the stuff we've went through, we're still winners. Everything the devil's tried at me, I'm still a winner. Everything we've gone through, all the ups and downs, Jesus is still King. Now he's talking about the spirit of faith. Keep that phrase in there. The spirit of faith. He didn't say things are going to go great, things are going to be good, everything's going to be okay. He said, no, we're delivered to death every day. What's that? What's he talking about? He's talking about we've got the enemy coming after us every day. Now let me ask you something. Think about this. The enemy, the devil, fell with 1/3 of his angels. What do you think those angels are doing right now? Thank you. They're going about seeing who they can devour. Those the devil and that third of the angels that fell with him, they're operating the curse of the law in the earth. But Jesus said, I came to redeem you from the curse. Now get it? So they're there to bring all this stuff to you. And Paul here, he says, I got a spirit of faith. He said, everything he's tried and I'm still standing. Everything he's been doing and Jesus is still Lord. And through everything he's tried, because of the grace of God, he's been able to manifest himself through me because I'm more than a conqueror. You get it? The spirit of faith. He said something else here in this, another phrase here. He says, we also believe and therefore we speak. Now, did you know what you believe in your heart will come out of your mouth? Let me just say another way. What is in your heart will come out of your mouth. Paul said, we believe and therefore we speak. If I've got something in my spirit deep down inside of me, it's going to come out of my mouth. Huh? Eventually. I love, our mouth is a product of what's inside. Just let that sink in a minute, because we're going to talk about words. Look at Mark 11:23 for a minute. Jesus said this. Verse 22, it says, and Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Some translations say, have the God kind of faith. What was the God kind of faith? Well, we just read that in Abraham. When we was reading about Abraham in Romans, it said he spoke those things that you couldn't see as though you could see. He spoke those things that weren't in existence yet as though they were. But he says, have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things which he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Now listen to me. He's talking about the power of words. The power of words. I'm not talking about believing in your head. We're trying to operate the kingdom of God with our heads, and it's not working very good. He's talking about the part that is in the deepest part of your being. That's your heart. He's not talking about your head, so at least get your mind made up. You know, make up your mind that I'm gonna live by faith. Make up your mind. Make the decision. I believe everything has to have a decision before it'll ever manifest itself. But just making the decision isn't the end of it. Make up your mind. I'm going to live by faith. I'm going to live in the spirit of faith. Make the decision, but then get to work. And get in there and meditate on this word until this word becomes lodged inside of you. Your innermost being. You with me? Stay with me. Meditate on it until it becomes a part of you. What did he tell Joshua? Joshua was a little nervous about trying to take over after Moses. Joshua was a little hesitant about, we've been trying to go into this place for 40 years and we haven't made it yet. I mean, there was a little something in there because God kept telling him, don't be afraid. Be of good courage. But how did he tell him to have success? He said, you meditate in this word day and night. What word? Meditate in the word. Meditate in the word that God said. The main thing he had to meditate on is you're well able to take the land. The main thing he had to meditate on that God said is now it's time for you to go do what Moses didn't get done. Go do it. Meditate on it. Make your mind up. Make the decision. And then get in this book. Get in this stuff. You know, Jesus said, or Proverbs says, as a person thinks in their heart, that's the way they are. Proverbs also says, guard your heart because out of it come the issues of life. And Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak. Didn't he? Now y'all go to sleep, or are you going to stay with me for just a couple more minutes? Huh? So let me ask you something. What's coming out of your mouth? Now I'm not talking about just when you're thinking about it. I'm not talking about just when you're claiming something. I'm not talking about those 15 minutes a week we really get serious about God because the devil's after us. You hearing me? I'm said, what's coming out of your mouth? What is the general conversation? I mean, not how you talk when you're in here. How do you talk when you're home? Not just when you're around these folks, but how do you talk when you're around your family? When you're the most comfortable. You with me? Stay with me. I'm not getting on you. I want you to get something here. What's coming out of your mouth? In Matthew chapter 12, let me read that. Where is it at? Let me read you. Jesus said this in Matthew 12, 35. He said, a good man out of the good treasures of his heart brings forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasures bring forth evil things. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Now stay with me. And don't listen to this for anybody else. Listen to this for you. Because everybody here, the Holy Spirit, will tell you something different. In a different way. By your words, you'll be justified or condemned. I like what it says here. It says, I don't like it, but as I'm learning what it's talking about, I'm liking it more. And don't misunderstand and think that I'm talking to you as from the point of somebody who has this all figured out. But I'll just tell you something. If he starts telling me something, I'm going to make sure I tell you. Okay? But he says, we will give an account for every idle word. And he's talking about there's power in words. We speak words from our heart, and out of our heart come the issues of all our life, all the issues of our life. Out of our heart come the words that influence every segment of our lives. So, what's coming out of your mouth? Good treasure or bad treasures? Now remember, you're not listening to this for me or for anybody else. You're listening for you, right? How many are listening for you? How many just quit listening? Said, I don't like this. Now, don't raise your hand. I don't want to know. He said, for every idle word, we'll give an account for every idle word in the day of judgment. Now listen, I believe there's coming a judgment at the end of time. I believe Jesus has come back. I believe there's coming a judgment for us all. And I believe that the words that we say are so important. They're our creative power. If you get this today, you can use your words to create anything you want to. That's how powerful Jesus is telling us our words are. And so I believe that we're going to have a time at the end. Call it a judgment, call whatever, but when we are going to stand accountable, are you with me? We're going to be accountable for everything we say. I mean, the question is going to be, did you use your words to make things better? Or did your words make things worse? Did you use your words to bring my will into the earth? Or something else. You with me? So I believe in that final judgment. I'm not trying to take away from that, but I also believe something else. I believe that your judgment day and my judgment day comes whenever the enemy's on us, while we're still here. Now hear me. Hear me. I believe that comes at us. Our evil day, if you will, comes to us when the enemy's on us and after us. And because of those idle words we've used, we've given him access into our lives, into the lives of our family, into the lives of our kid. Now, are you listening? With those words, I can either loose him or bind him. Now, if you ask me to pray for you, if I do it in front of you or if I do it away from you, the first thing I start doing is binding the enemy. Because how many know Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. I believe in binding and loosing. But listen to this. I either bind him or loose him in everything I say. I either bind him or loose him with my general conversation. I either give him the right to do stuff in my life by everything I say, or I stop him from doing it. Let the Holy Spirit minister this to you. Let him minister to you this. James said, out of the same mouth comes blessings and cursings. How many know James said that? How many know James said that? Don't make me. I'll go look it up and read it to you if I need to. Listen, that applies when I talk to you, the words I speak to you. I speak words to you. They can either be words that bless you or words that curse you. Are you with me? I can say words that build you up, or I can say words that tear you down. You know, it's a shame how many know a lot of ministry today is just tearing people down. Tearing them up. I'm going to tell you, I've already been tore up enough. I don't need to be tore up anymore. You can't tell me how bad I am. I already know. Tell me how good I can be. Huh? Tell me. Don't tell me what I am. Tell me what I can be. So I believe those words are important, and out of my mouth will come words that either bless you or curse you, either build you up or tear you down. But listen to this. I either bless myself or curse myself with my words. I'm saying this slow, and I'm almost done, because I want it to soak in. I either will bless myself or curse myself with my words. Do you want to know why things aren't working for you like you want them to or think they ought to? Listen to what you're saying. Now get that wrinkled forehead off there. I'm smiling. You can smile too. Just smile and say, it hurts. What was that guy you say, it hurts so good? Things aren't working for you, they aren't working the way you think, then listen to what you're saying. See, we're talking about a spirit of faith. You can either have a spirit of lack. Now we're listening to what we're saying, right? You can have a spirit of lack. You can have a spirit of worry. A spirit of uneasiness. A hateful spirit. None of us ever had that, did we? A negative spirit. And we could go on and on and on, but I want you to see that all these things are spirit. You can either have a spirit, one of those spirits, or you can have the spirit of faith. Now listen, we all are influenced by all those bad spirits. You remember we talked a while ago, I mentioned the devil and his angels fell. Do you know what they're doing? They're bad spirits. How's he going around seeing who he can devour? He's going around and dropping those thoughts in our mind. He's going around and trying to get us to be of a different spirit than the spirit of faith. Because if I'm of the spirit of faith, man, Jesus is my Lord. I'm going to heaven when I die, man, and I'm going to be an overcomer while I'm here, and it doesn't matter what the devil does to me. I'm more than a conqueror. I believe God. He's still king. Spirit of faith. Spirit of faith. I don't care what it looks like right now. There might not look like there's enough finances, but my God's a God of more than enough. My body might be facing something right now, but by his stripes, I am healed. And you can kill me, but I'll be healed when I wake up. Spirit of faith. Now let me tell you how they work. They don't. You say, are you saying I got an evil spirit? No, I'm just saying you're acting like an evil spirit. See what they do? They come around. They don't stay with you unless you're possessed. And if you got Jesus Christ in there, he can't come in and stay anyway. But he can influence you. And what he does is he comes to us and he tells us things. And if he can get me to thinking angry or hateful long enough, then I start acting that way. He doesn't have to hang around if I already start acting that way. Are you with me? See, he can come to me and say, man, you know, things aren't looking good. You know, you just don't have enough. You know, man, you're liable to run out of money. What are you going to do when the economy falls? What are you this and that? He can get me to worrying about that. And once I put that into motion, I start talking it. Because out of the abundance of my heart, my mouth speaks. He doesn't have to hang around. He just leaves because I've settled into a habit. See, he doesn't have to stay and keep making me sick. He can come and put sickness on me and tempt me with that. And then all I have to do is agree with him and start talking it. And he leaves. And I'm still dealing with the issue. Are you with me? Holy Spirit, help us hear this. I don't think I ever heard anybody say this. And I'm sure many have. We can decide what spirit we're of. A spirit of faith doesn't go around talking lack. And when you approach somebody on this, you know, a spirit of infirmity will get you to thinking about all the things wrong with you and all the things that could be wrong with you. They'll have you going online reading every symptom of every disease, and before long you'll just have everything. And somebody talk to you and you'll take 15 minutes telling them about the pills you take and what the doctor said. I went to the doctor once, been a while back, and he said something to me, and I believed him, and I left, and God said, you know, if you believe me as much as you believe the doctor, we could get rid of that. I just had to say, guilty. Guilty. Guilty as charged. You see, there's nothing wrong with what I'm trying to do is, I'm trying to get you to listen to yourself and see what spirit you're of. Jesus told his disciples one time, you remember the story? They just wanted him to call fire down on somebody. And he said, you don't know what spirit you're of. How did he discern what spirit they were of? By what they said, what came out of their mouth. You with me? This is just cold and hard. But if you let it shake you, you'll never be able to forget it, and you'll work on it for the rest of your life. We have spirits of infirmities, and we talk and talk and talk. We talk more about our sickness than we talk about God's healing. We talk more about what's wrong with us than we do what He said, what God said. Huh? We get those spirits of poverty tell us stuff, and those spirits of poverty will tell us stuff that'll last for generation after generation after generation. Because we just keep talking it. And we'll keep talking it, and our kids will keep talking it, and their kids will keep talking it, and their kids' kids will keep talking it. I didn't have nothing, grandpa didn't have nothing, great grandpa didn't have nothing. But you can change your spirit or change your attitude. Huh? You know what I'm talking about? Somebody says, I'm just in a bad mood. No, you're in a bad spirit. Spend some time with Jesus and you'll get in a good mood. Huh? When you leave, do the people go, boy, he's grumpy. There goes old grumpy. Or do they go, man, or here comes old grumpy. Or do they say, man, here comes Kenny. He's going to say something that edifies me. He's going to say something that builds me up. He's going to say something that encourages me. Folks, we get in these habits. And if we will recognize it and repent, that just means recognize it and say, God, I don't want to be that way anymore. I don't want to talk that way anymore. I don't want that in my life anymore. Help me change. See, we don't just change before making the decision. We change when we keep on saying it and keep on saying it and hear ourselves saying it and talk in a different way and changing things until we hear a different way and we think a different way. It's lodged in our heart then. We've broken the habit. Talking negative is just a habit. Talking poor is just a habit. Talking sick is just a habit. You got to break the habit. You didn't get in the habit in 20 minutes. You won't get out. You won't break the habit in 20 minutes. But the more this word you put in you, the more time you spend with that relationship with God, the more that spirit will change. You hear what I'm saying? You have to make the shift. You have to make the shift. I'm going to leave you with one thought here, because you look like you've had enough. I love it when you confront somebody about this and you're talking about faith, and I'm talking about the spirit of faith, and when you confront somebody with this, they go, I've got faith. I mean, get real defensive and real, you know, bristle up on you. And, hey, man, I'm trying to not respond that way. I want to work on my deficiencies, don't you? I want to work on my problems, don't you? Huh? I'm not going to get mad if you try to correct me. I'm not going to do that. Because I want to be all I can be for God. And you do too. That's why you're here today. Let me leave you with this one thought. We're talking about the words that we speak. You and I, let me just say I, so that way the spotlight's not on you. I am either going to speak words of God or words of the devil. Everything I say is either going to be the word of God or it's going to be the word of the devil. You hearing me? Everything I say is either going to agree with what God said or it's going to agree with what the devil said. Is that the truth? Think about it. Well, the only way that I began to change that, and can I tell you something? I'm not at the place where everything I say is God's word. I know some of you are, but I'm not. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to meditate in this thing. I'm going to meditate in it. I'm going to read it. I'm going to talk to the Lord about it. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to listen to people talk about faith. I'm going to listen to people talk about the Word of God. I'm just going to keep it before my eyes and keep it in my ears and just keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it until it finally gets down there. Do you know I'm just now learning some things that I thought I knew 40 years ago? None of you are that way, are you? And did you notice how much better my voice got? Huh? I'm sorry, but sickness can't come to my house. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. He said it. It can't come to my house. I'm sorry, but poor, you can't hang around me. And if you are poor, you won't stay poor long if you hang around me. Everything we say will either be God's word or it'll be the devil's word. How many think that this week you might think a little bit more about what you say? That's all I'm after. That's all I'm after. And when you start hearing what's coming out of your mouth, don't beat yourself up. He didn't come to condemn you, and the Holy Spirit's not condemning you. When you start listening and paying attention to what's coming out of your mouth, I want you just to say, "Whoa, man, I didn't realize it. Help me change that." You with me? Well, Holy Spirit, help us here. Help us understand what we just heard. And I pray that for me too. And I thank you for that, Lord. Because you are good. You are good. Everybody stand. I never like to leave without giving everybody a chance to get saved if you're not saved. So I'm going to say a little prayer here. And if you need to be saved, if you don't know for sure, if you die right now, you'll go to heaven, say this prayer with you. And then as soon as I dismiss you, come down here and tell me you prayed the prayer or tell me that you want to pray it. And I want to give you some information that'll help you get on your way with the Lord. Is that fair? And if you haven't been baptized, come on down and one of us will baptize you. If you need any prayer about anything else, come down and one of us will pray with you and agree with you, and God will hear it. Because He's God. He cares about you. So everybody in here say, "Jesus, you died for my sins. I want to go to heaven. I want to live for you. I need your help. Forgive me of my sins and help me live for you. Thank you for saving me." He made it so easy that even a little child can get saved. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? Now, if you need to come for anything, come after I dismiss you here. But come on down. We'll pray with you if you prayed that or if you wanted to pray that. If you need to be prayed for to heal, be healed. We'll anoint you with oil. And the prayer of faith will save you sick. It'll heal you. Okay? Because God said it. So if you need to come for anything, if you need to be baptized, come on down. We'll baptize you. But as you go today, how many will say, "I'm going to start trying to pay attention to what I say. I'm going to start listening to my words." Don't beat yourself up when you hear them. Just say, "I caught you again. Caught you again." And just keep working on it. Keep working on it. Keep working on it. And that spirit of faith will keep raising up and raising up and raising up in you. Okay? I speak His blessings on you. I believe Him to touch you in every area of your life. I believe God's goodness and His mercy to follow you all this week and all the rest of the days of your life. You be blessed. I love you. And thank you for healing my voice, Jesus. Have a good day. Tonight, Lori is going to speak over in the fellowship hall at 6 o'clock. If you're not doing anything, come on. She'll tell you something good. I love you. I'll see you next time.